Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Craig Ferentino is a registered representative offering securities and advisory services through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. Material discussed is not to be construed as specific investment, tax, or legal advice, and is not a recommendation to buy or sell any securities.
Now let's have a look at the website, CraigJamesFinancial.com. Very important site. Loads of information. You got to pre-register for those great events and webinars we tell you about all the time. Dow lost about 85 at its close yesterday. Futures down just a few points. As we speak, lots happening in the world of economics. As we get a lowdown from our expert, Mr. Ferentino. Sir, how are you? Hope it's all going well.
Good morning, Jay. Yeah, things are great today. I truly appreciate it. The Dow was down 85 points, NASDAQ down 104. Here we're going to talk about the markets today and people's money. That's what we do every day here. We've navigated through probably the worst crisis in the history of the United States, one of the worst anyway, the pandemic here. And as we're emerging from it, we're keeping an eye on the markets. Investors, as I'm saying, in general, should be in. If you need guidance with that, certainly reach out. We'd be more than happy to help you get started. All right. Dow is down again, 85, NASDAQ up 104. We're seeing that, as you've been on my Monday reports, you hear that the NASDAQ has been lagging. I think it's going to eventually catch up. And those are your technology, top 100 technology companies, all on the NASDAQ. Anything with a four letter is usually on a NASDAQ. So, that's AMZN is Amazon, NFLX is Netflix. That's on the NASDAQ too. So very, very big numbers there. We'll see a resurgence of some of those stocks, and it'll be exciting as we're watching that catch up to the others, catch up to the Dow and to the S&P 500. Yeah, and so we had some very good, it was sort of mixed day with the NASDAQ finishing mostly higher and the Dow down just about 86 points, but it was kind of a quiet day. And the release of the New York Fed survey on inflation really showed that the consumers' expectations for inflation over the next year rose to the highest levels. People are expecting inflation to go up, and so there may be a shift in the Fed policy. They've said they're not changing rates. They're not going to do anything with interest rates, but as the expectations grow higher for the expectation of inflation, you're starting to see things shift. So the Treasury yields start to kick up again just on the inflation survey. We have a meeting tomorrow. Today's Tuesday, so we have all eyes are on the Fed meeting on Wednesday with Chairman Powell is going to have a press conference likely, really to set the tone for the rest of the week and perhaps the next, as we go into the summer. And they're wondering if they're going to possibly taper bond purchases so that the Fed stops buying bonds or slows its bond buying. And we'll see what the future is. We'll see what happens on Wednesday. And we're seeing some very good investments. Some of the growth investments are starting to outperform, and that's my indication of the don't bet against the NASDAQ right now, because the NASDAQ will be, I know it's an underperformer this year, but you're going to start to see some money thrown into the growth stocks back where they were. So, again, most popular stocks, Macy's, Ford Motor, Citigroup, J.P. Morgan. Look at the 10-year yield at a 1.5, up from 1.45. And the biggest sector performances these days are sort of health services. We got energy and minerals up 22%. We're seeing a lot of trading in that. Big gainers, FedEx, Occidental Petroleum, and some of the losers are companies like Nucor. We're seeing natural gas, Jay. Keep an eye on natural gas. Very important, particularly for Long Islanders. Natural gas, think of pipelines, think of all the pipeline companies. Natural gas is at $3.36. $3.36. $3.36. That was $2. That was $2 for years, not for weeks, for years. And seeing that increase incredibly higher, over 50% in a short period of time, that is going to, that means that any pipeline, anybody who's using their pipeline to transport the stuff will see higher margins now because of the higher expenses. And we'll also see, you'll see some more natural gas here on Long Island as PSEG, who took over the old Brooklyn Union Gas from years ago, will start to develop natural gas more in places on Long Island where they don't have it, because now we're getting into the area where they can make money. We have Chipotle prices. I don't know. It's prices on the menu have increased by 4%, stock symbol CMG, to compensate for higher labor costs. They made some what I would think is quick jerk moves in the height of a political atmosphere, and so that everything that they're making now is higher, the costs are higher, and they've raised. We have another software startup called Sprinklr, starting to kind of come out. 19 million shares, price between 18 and 20. We'll see what happens when it hits the market. We have an electric pump company, electric truck company, sort of like a pickup truck, Lordstown Motors. Symbols RIDE, R-A-D-E, got in trouble. Company warned they may not have enough cash to fund development of the first truck. It's an electric vehicle maker, mostly electric trucks, sort of like what Ford was doing with the F-150. And there was some sort of accounting discrepancy got to them. And we have Novavax and the COVID vaccine, very good. It looks like they have a 90% effectiveness rate with the COVID vaccine against the strains and COVID itself, and it was rising yesterday. So we had 30,000 participants in the United States and Mexico, and it's 100% effective against moderate and severe infections. And so we have another vaccine. You know, we'll see. They're manufacturing about 100 million doses per month. Right now we have Johnson & Johnson, as everybody on the listeners knows, Johnson & Johnson, there's AstraZeneca, and there's Pfizer. Now we could add Novavax, and that would be a new one. And they plan to do 150 doses per month by the end of the fourth quarter. You know, that's some of the latest news. As you said, futures are around. We're keeping an eye on that. And waiting for some economic news, mostly for on beautiful Wednesday. But we are getting some retail sales expected today at 8:30, producer price index at 8:30. And investors need, if you're out there, need to be in the markets. This is where it all happens. Great time to be investing.
You know, speaking of Chipotle, now I had that last night. It's one of my favorites, okay? No question. Now, usually for four people, it used to cost me about $36 with tax. You know, you get four meals. Last night was $43. It gives you an idea. So the individual, dinners, whatever it is, chicken ball or whatever, the combinations, that has gone up significantly. I could tell you that much. I was shocked. Chipotle, everything's gone up, man. I mean, that's really what it is. And the other thing is, I was reading about the advertising market. I mean, you're talking about sales in this country expecting to hit a new all-time high, $259 billion this year. That's up 12.5%. So that just shows, we talked a little bit yesterday about all this pent-up spending and everything else that's going on. Well, guess what? The advertising as well. You got a lot of these companies that are going to be out there in a big way taking advantage of this stuff. You know, this revenge buying or whatever the heck they're calling it now. So that's interesting numbers right there. I think of the Olympics. I can't even imagine ads for the Olympics, what that is going to run next month. Fascinating as the rebound continues from this pandemic. We'll keep an eye on things, sir. Good stuff. And we will talk to you on a Wednesday morning. How's that?
Yes, Jay. Well, here's the news and good stuff for tomorrow. Looking forward to it.
You got it, my friend. Craig Ferentino, CraigJamesFinancial.com.